Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth of PaleoParents.com. You might also know me as the broth lady or the inventor of the hashtag more vegetables than a vegetarian. I'm the co-author of several paleo cookbooks, including Eat Like a Dinosaur, Beyond Bacon, Real Life Paleo. I like to talk about health at any size and self-love and personal acceptance. Specifically, I have a love for lifting heavy things. If you're interested in finding more out about that, you can also find me on Strong Woman Radio.
And I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne, the PaleoMom.com. I'm the New York Times best-selling author of The Paleo Approach and The Paleo Approach Cookbook. I'm passionate about nutrient density and the intersection of diet and lifestyle with health, which really means I just love talking about science.
News and Views, where Sarah and I catch up and you get to listen to our gossip. So, what's going on, Sarah?
She says as if she doesn't know. I'm a little sick. I'm more than a little sick. And so I get super brownie points for showing up to work today because I've been going to bed at this time every night for the past week in an attempt of getting better. So I saw my doctor today and agreed to pull out some of the big hammers to help me get better. So I agreed to go on antibiotics because I have pneumonia. So, you know, just that.
That's kind of a big deal.
It's just how, you know, it really, I've had it for a while and I've just been really stubborn and continuing on. And it's really just how much rundown I get when I travel.
So, because you are not feeling well at all.
Nope.
And we have this insane commitment to record no matter what.
Together, no matter what.
Yes. That I recruited a...
Breaking news!
I don't know. I guess it's kind of child labor at this point. My oldest son, Cole, has been in the show. He says this is his third time, to join us to give him
I mean, really, he probably remembers better than us old folks.
Right.
I mean, really.
Exactly.
It was at one time where,
where you told everybody the broth.
Oh yeah. Everybody's kids were on. And then that was that one time where I asked to be on, and then it's this time.
Okay, so the last time when you asked to be on was about ADHD?
Maybe, I don't remember.
Because I know you were on for ADHD. And so what we wanted to do was do a follow-up to that podcast, because I've done a couple of blog posts about how awesome you're doing in school. And a lot of people have been asking questions and wanting an update. And so I thought, what better time than to allow Sarah a break from having to talk much? And we could let Cole do some talking. Do you maybe want to just give a quick introduction to yourself for people that might not have heard those older podcasts? Who are you?
I'm Cole. I have ADHD. And I have great math brains. And that's why I'm so good at homework.
You've just been waiting to brown nose this whole time. I don't know what you think you're going to get out of telling everybody that I'm great, but it's working. And how old are you?
2.
Stop.
10.
And what grade are you in?
5th.
What are your favorite things? What do you do often? What do we do together often?
Play games.
What kind of games?
Board games.
What are some favorite board games?
Three Cheers for Master.
Wait, towards the microphone so I can hear you.
Three Cheers for Master.
Machikoro.
You know, I like like that game.
I know, we've been playing it too much.
Yeah, we've been playing it too much. And Dead of Winter.
You guys seem to really like playing Clue, too. That seems like it's a new favorite.
Yeah, Finn likes that. I don't like it a lot like him, but I could.
So, the point here is family games where we kind of use our brains a little bit and have fun together, right? And you have a good friend. We don't need to say what his name is, but you guys hang out a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you're just a regular boy dealing with regular stuff, living in a house where we eat a little non-regular, right?
Yeah.
So, we'll just kind of recap for people who might not have heard before, but how do you handle just, like, the regular gluten-free slash paleo in the classroom and at lunchtime?
Well, I make my own lunch no matter what now. In kindergarten, it was, like, 3 times a week, and then 2 because I was getting stomach aches, and then so forth. Every week it was down 1, and then I never got to buy it. I only get to buy it on Thanksgiving luncheon, where is like it's like the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Veterans Day, isn't it?
Yeah, Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And
what about when people have, like, birthdays in the classroom?
Oh, yeah, I was about to say that, but I forgot what I was going to say. I bring Tate's cookies into class when it's birthdays.
Tate's gluten-free cookies?
Yeah. Not the gluten kind.
And we've tried several different kinds of treats, and sometimes you choose something different, but that's just your favorite right now.
The first one we tried, I don't remember.
We did caveman cookies for a while, but then you guys got, like, nut-free classrooms, and we couldn't bring those in anymore. And I know Sarah's kids, like, the Enjoy Life cookies.
We brought caveman cookies into my 4th grade class, and that was peanut-free, nut-free.
No, I'm surprised we didn't get in trouble. I just know we can't anymore. Especially in Finn's class.
Mm-hmm.
But Sarah's kids like the Enjoy Life cookies. You guys like the Tate's cookies.
Yeah. Finn once sprung them in, I'm pretty sure.
Go ahead, Sarah.
There's an egg allergy in one of my kids' classes in addition to nuts this year. So that forced us into the Enjoy Life cookies, which is great because my kids love them and they're individually They're packaged 2 to a package, so they can just live in the classroom and the teacher doesn't have to let me know, but that's my kid's favorite right now.
Yeah, we like the shelf stability of being able to just leave a package in the classroom, and the teacher just lets us know, sends us an email or whatever when they get low. And that way, you know, no matter what comes up in the class, you don't really feel left out, right? Can you use words? I can't see you shake your head. And are you the only kid in the class that has, like, special food?
No,
so you don't feel quite
Brian.
Tired.
There's a person in my class who's also gluten-free, and there's another kid, who can't have any nuts, any sort of nuts, so he brings Oreos. But the guy that's gluten-free, he doesn't bring anything, so sometimes I just give him a cookie.
That's nice. I like that. Sharing is kind. Sharing is caring, Coley.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
He's looking at me like that 5th grade boy look, like, stop it. Yeah, I see you and your Stacy Toth glare. So, all right. You want to talk a little bit about how things have gone since the last time you podcasted when we talked about trying new things with ADHD?
We tried pills once. But those didn't work because they never went down my throat.
Supplements, yep.
Yeah, and then we tried coffee because they read on the interweb that it would work.
And Sarah did a science segment for the podcast actually talking about the science of it. And you did that for a while.
I did for a while, but then we, like, forgot about it because we were in a rush before school. So it didn't work a lot.
Well, I don't know if it was so much that it didn't work, but that you told us you didn't need it, right? Like, when you skipped a day and you had a good day and you said, no, I don't really need it. I'll let you know if I want to have more, right? And then you just started having it maybe like once or twice a week when you felt like you wanted it or needed it instead of...
When I was super sleepy or felt like I was, like, I don't know.
Like not in control?
Yeah.
So, we haven't been doing that. What have we been doing that you feel like has worked for you? You ride your bike to school a lot.
Yeah, I used to do that in fourth grade, but now I'm...
You're just walking now?
Yeah, I'm just walking now. It's better for me.
What do you think your teacher does for you that helps you do well?
Well, she lets us do our homework in class if we finish our work early. Which is good because all our homework usually comes from math. And I am really good at math.
Oh, Sarah, I wish you could have seen the Stacy, like, confident rolling of the eyes look he just had right there.
I think confidence is really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a great thing. And I think especially, you know, knowing that you're good at math. Is math your favorite subject?
You also like history and science.
Yeah, my worst subject, though, is language arts because I hate it so much.
It's a lot harder to work hard at things that you don't enjoy, and it's a lot easier to work hard at things that you enjoy.
The thing is, for me, with books, is that if I don't like it, I can't remember one word in it.
Yeah, that's the focus thing, you know? But you have been doing... Well, why don't you tell people? I forgot to mention. What do you want to tell people about the difference that you've seen since, like, the beginning of fourth grade versus now, which is almost the, you know, like, middle to end of fifth grade?
The difference is that the days, of fifth grade go by much faster. And in fourth grade, I was having trouble controlling my body and, getting bad grades.
And it was hard, right? It made it hard for you to do your schoolwork. Even friendships were hard, right? Because you just weren't very happy. Yeah. But now, I think we've even heard you laugh and kind of have a good attitude, even on the podcast. I think it's pretty obvious. You seem happy, right? So, do you have a question, Sarah?
I was just going to ask, I mean, do you think that you're having more fun? Like, I mean, it does. I mean, I like the word happy. I was thinking the same thing. Like, do you feel like, sounds like you're finding a lot more things that you enjoy. Do you think that's true, Cole?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So I think the real question is, do you think that fifth grade is actually better and more fun or easier? Or do you think because you found some ways to make your life easier that it became something more enjoyable for you?
Sort of. There's nothing more enjoyable than homework and school and things.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Even better. Do you like doing homework?
No.
Okay, well, that makes you a normal 10-year-old.
that's why I like, doing it in class.
I think it's cool that your teacher allows you to do that, as long as, I just want to point out, your grades and the quality of the work that you're turning in are good, right? Because I do know...
Yeah, you need to finish your in class work, and then you can do.
Yeah, because I know that's one of her rules, is that your in-class work has to be done, and it has to be done well before you just, you know, rush through like, doing your homework in class.
Like, in a test, if you, like, are the first person done, she asks you to check it, like any other teacher.
Checking your work is a really important skill to have, you know, for the rest of your education. So I think that's a really, I think that makes a lot of sense to me to have a, have that be a rule.
I was super excited. You shared with us a test that you wrote home today. That
do you 13 out of 13?
100%. Give me fist bump.
Yeah, armpit.
Oh, I don't want your armpit bump. Gross 10-year-old boy.
How do you do an armpit bump?
He just like leaned in and made his armpit touch me. This is the thing that he's doing right now.
Cole, did you try to make your armpit touch your mom's armpit? Or did it just have to touch anywhere?
My fist. He like put his armpit on my fist.
As an armpit to fist bump.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's a thing.
It's totally
now it is.
It's totally a thing for 10-year-old boys who learn about like body changes right now, and they teach.
Oh wait,
them.
Family life education is frightening.
I'm not
frightening life experiences.
I'm not going to talk about FLE. Yeah. Okay,
That's a different show, Cole.
What I was going to say is that
no, it's not a show.
What I was going to say is that they taught you in FLE that your armpits are going to smell. And so now he's constantly, like, putting his armpits on my face and being like...
2 days ago, I used my armpit attack on Finn. And then I put on deodorant.
And then you put on deodorant. So, okay, so let's talk about attacking people. One of the things that changed about this year is that you...
Wrestling!
You joined a sport for the first time, right?
Well, it's not the first time. I think I did soccer.
In preschool, yeah. And you told us it was the most miserable experience of your life and you never wanted to do sports again. So, why don't you tell people a little bit about...
Wrestling. All right. I was excited for the first two practices. And then it went downwards.
It did not. Stop it.
The only thing I don't like about it is the warm-ups.
Yeah,
the first 30 minutes of it.
Warm-ups are kind of like the worst part of a CrossFit WOD, Sarah. They're like they're like bear crawls and burpees and jumping jacks and sprinting, and it's like from station to station to station until they're
squirms and
until they're all super sweaty and gross and sliding around and the mats are all wet and they look like they all just need a break. And I can understand how that would not be, like, your favorite part of something, but it does make you healthier and made you better at wrestling, right? It made you quick on your feet to...
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And then, so, what is the part of wrestling that you did like? You liked the sparring?
I like, everything. I like taking them down. Getting my armpit in their face to throw the half on them, and then I turn them over and pin them, and then I get my this time I think it's actually my armpit in my face because I'm like all up on them, trying to keep their shoulders down.
That's part of the move.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the joke in the house is that's actually what makes people get pinned because they pass out from your armpit in their face.
that's the joke going around. It's true.
And you know what I think is cool about that is that Daddy and I noticed that after you started wrestling in a planned environment, that we saw you being less physical with your brothers at home, right? Like you were wrestling, unwanted wrestling was less in the house, right? Like you weren't tackling Finn and Wesley and stuff as much.
But I still do.
Yeah, you still
do. Because
you're brothers and that's life.
Yeah, brothers.
But kind of to an appropriate expected level at this point, right? Rather than constantly having to say, Coley, keep your hands to yourself. Right?
I need to practice.
That's what you're going to say until October now. I need a sparring partner.
Is the season already over?
Yeah, it was over Sunday.
Yeah, he had his last tournament Sunday.
Finished.
He did really awesome. We're super proud of him.
Was that the sound of your mom patting your back?
No, that was the sound of me clapping because it's over.
Okay. I thought your mom was patting your back. I was like, wow.
That's intense.
That's like a manly, intense back patting thing happening right there. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up for anybody else who was listening and was like, what is that noise? And what is Stacy doing to her son?
All right. So cool. Here's the big question. The one that I know you don't really want to tackle or answer, but that I think is really important because last time we had this podcast, we talked about it a little bit and you were worried that I was going to...
Here comes the airstrike.
That you were afraid that every single person in the free world was going to lose their ability to play video games, right? So, how are you currently managing screen time? How is that going for you?
Forgot.
You made a deal with your parents.
I made a deal with my parents, every week I get 1 hour of video game time.
If
I don't abuse it.
And if you've had a good week, right?
Yeah, if I had a good week.
You've been respectful, you've controlled your body, you got good grades. And is it any kind of video game, or what kind of video game is it?
It's a computer game.
Yeah. So I can say, and I don't know what the research is on this, and I know, Sarah, you don't have the science on it because I'm spurring it on you right now, but I have noticed that there is a difference in the way Cole's body responds to video games, TV games, where you're talking about like a console system that probably has more... brain activation in terms of overstimulation than I have with computer games. And so there are some computer games that Cole's friends all play together online. And so he's able to kind of join in. It's usually on the weekends you play, right? To like Ark or whatever it is that you do.
Oh, yeah.
On the computer.
Sunday. This is when I get the time. Yeah. So I usually just play then.
And before that, I remember we started with, once you were doing really well in school, we got a Tinker account, right? And that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's how we kind of started.
And then my dad locked it in the safe.
Because the computer really tempts you and sometimes you abuse the privilege, right? So we have to put it away in the safe so that it doesn't tempt you, right? So I think it's really cool how much progress that you've made since the last time we podcasted, because the last time we podcasted, we thought that we'd made a lot of progress, and now looking at that, I can look back at it and I can say that your behavior has even improved, your attitude, your disposition, your grades in school, everything since then has even gotten better since the last time we podcasted, and you're starting to add things to your life that don't affect you as much as they once did, which is a sign of... You know, you trying hard, working hard, and also,
I mean, well, I can tell a huge difference, not just in how, like, obviously willing you are to share, but you just sound, like, positive, and there's this, like, twinkle in your voice that is just, you know, I can just hear how happy you are, and it is really, really nice to hear that.
All right, let me interrupt you. 70% negative charges. 70,
yeah, you really sound negative.
70% negative charges in this body.
He prides himself on being a curmudgeon, so don't tell him he's too nice.
When you leave the podcast and you're not listening to me anyways, I'm going to say how nice it is to hear you sounding kind of giggly a little bit. I think it's a really great thing, but I won't say that to your face, Cole, because I'll just say, bring on the negativity.
You're like all the way across all the way across the U.S. So,
she's not so far. She's in Georgia. She's in Atlanta, which we passed through when we were going to Florida.
All right, I don't care. But you're very far away, and you'll never find me. I can't see to my face.
Do you know where you live? And I just might hug you the next time I come to visit, is all I'm saying.
You know what she'll do when she comes to visit? She's going to make you play Settlers of Catan with her.
Yes, I am. Do you play that? Wait a minute.
Well, yeah, we own it.
Yeah. And you're going down.
I guarantee you,
We're playing, and I am going to...
I'm going to tell you my dad's strategy. But get the longest road. That's a strategy.
That's my husband's strategy, and it fails every time. Does your dad ever win?
He wins every time.
Oh. So he needs to play against a real player again. Hey, Matt, you and I, Settlers of Catan.
I think that we need to get Sarah to play Machi Koro with us, because I think that she would really love that game.
Yeah, I guess, sure.
Well, because it's kind of a math game, you know? And she's a math geek, just like us.
Math geeks are the best kind of geeks.
It's not super mathy.
All right.
It's like 2 plus 2 addition.
Then it's right up my alley.
All right. Well, Cole, I want to thank you for coming onto the podcast. Do you have anything else that you want to say about your armpits? Or?
Yeah, I put deodorant on this morning.
Excellent job. Anything else?
Sarah, when I leave in 2 seconds, you can't say anything about me. I'm not here.
So I can say everything
Magical!
I want about you because you can't hear me.
Just left.
Night.
Good night, Cole.
Good night, Cole. Holy moly, what a difference.
And this is him in, like, not a great mood where I was kind of worried about doing it.
Yeah, I mean, and you could sort of see him being a little, like, I, you know, getting that little sort of rebellious preteen streak thing happening that I know my kids like to flirt with from all the time. but at the same time, like, you can just hear the laughter and joy in his voice that it's funny because I don't think I realized, you know, it's not that I thought of him as being grumpy last time, but it's so there. He's effervescent. That's the word. And he can't negate that because he's not here. But he just has this, like, this spirit that is just beautiful and just amazing. And it's good job, Mom. That's all I'm trying to say right there.
Thank you. That was the biggest thing for me, for sure, was, you know, he wasn't happy before. And so everything else aside, it was like, you know, yeah, obviously we want him to do better in school and, you know, whatever, but to not have friends and to not be happy, to be struggling so much that it's, you know, he wasn't headed towards a path where he was going to grow up and enjoy life. And that was the biggest thing for us. So certainly being able to see him have such a change, and no, he's, you know, he's a lot like Matt and I. He's antisocial and he's sarcastic, and, you know, he has those kinds of qualities where he's not, you know, bubbly and wanting to hug everybody, which is totally fine. But the part of him that has a sense of humor and that, you know, is friendly and kind, and his dimples show when he laughs, like, those are the things that as a mother, I just see them and I get teary-eyed, you know, like, I look at him and I'm like, gosh, I missed him, you know? Like, I'm so glad we figured out where he was.
Really amazing, too, is to listen to you guys experimenting with lifestyle things, like different style of video games, the same way that, you know, years ago we were experimenting with our own bodies with food, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is rice okay? Is it okay once a while, or can I have it all the time? Like, right. And what, right. Understanding, right. There's this whole, you know, the whole gray area that we kind of get to figure out what our tolerance is and how our tolerance might be affected by the last infection we had, or how our stress levels, or how well we're sleeping. And I feel like you're kind of you're guiding Cole through that experimentation of, well, look, computer games, you know, don't affect you negatively the same way these other style of games, you know, are. So let's have different rules for that. And I think that's so, I love seeing you do that intuitively. And I love seeing how fine-tuned the approach is, because I think that's going to serve him really well as an adult to have that experience now, trying to really hone in on not just food wise, but, you know, all these different aspects of health and really understand how his body reacts to them. And I think, you know, it's one of those weird things. I had the conversation with my kids a couple of days ago. You know, they were talking about kids in their class who didn't have any food allergies. And I was sort of saying, like, one of the good things about having, you know, having our bodies react so badly to foods that don't have very much nutrition is we get to know now those foods don't work for us, and it's going to make it easier to be healthy as grownups because we have this really good way of listening to our bodies and really figuring out what the most important foods for our bodies are. And the kids really liked that kind of positive spin on, you know, they were doing this whole like, you know, so-and-so gets to eat whatever they want and life's not fair. And sometimes they just need someone to commiserate with them. But that particular moment I was like, let's look at the positive spin on this. And I think that Cole is getting that in abundance, not just with the role model that you and Matt are, but also that you're guiding him through this whole process. And I think, you know, he's going to come out the other end, I think, much stronger, much healthier for it. So that was another yay mom moment. So like digital high fives right now.
Oh, high fives all around. No, I think, you know, this is how we've always parented. And we ended up kind of realizing after, like, oops, we're attachment parents.
You know, like, I did the exact same thing.
Oops, that was baby-led weaning. Like, yeah. I think that parenting to us is a lot about, you know, intuition. And we do a lot of really non-conventional things. Like, for example, we let our children curse. But there are rules and there's controls and, you know, whatever. And I find
there's only that one time at school.
No, that one time at school was a thing. But honestly, I think that they do it less than I remember wanting to do that sort of thing when I was a kid, because I feel anyway, my point is just that it's a parenting decision that we made that felt right for our family, because Matt and I curse. Well, mostly me. I curse so much that it felt really hypocritical to say, I get to say these words all the time, but you can't. You know, that was very difficult to explain to a 2 or 3 year old that would be repeating the things that I would say. And then it became much more about, okay, well, let's talk about, you know, the appropriateness of this and when and how we do that and don't say it to your grandfather, you know, like, so, and I just feel like I've taken that approach to parenting and applied it to a myriad of different things in our lives. And certainly, like, there is no guidebook for any of us. I mean, as many parenting books as can be written, there's never going to be one that's just right for you and your family. And so, and even at that, every kid is different. Like, Finn and Wesley are very different from Cole. And they will each have their own journeys as well. And, you know, what I'm grateful for is that, you know, Cole has been patient and worked with us on a number of these things. And, you know, he has tough days just like everybody else, but then he has really great days. And we just try to, like you, focus on the positive or commiserate or wherever it's appropriate, and just really try to understand and empathize with the difficulties that he's going through, and work with, you know, his teachers and his school, I think was really important for us. That, you know, we actually had a conversation with the principal, with his guidance counselor, with his teacher to say, you know, we're very aware that this is something that he struggles with. We're working very hard to help him. And if you can help as well, we would appreciate it. And of course, if you have feedback or recommendations, we're happy to hear it. And I think even just opening that dialogue so that teachers aren't like afraid to tell you, hey, there's something different with your kids, because I think that they've probably heard more than once from some parent, like, there's nothing wrong with my kid. And I think knowing that they can have open communication and that you want to work with them and vice versa has been, you know, tremendously helpful in us figuring out what works well for Cole in the classroom and how we can allow him to succeed.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I know you're not feeling well, but I'm hopeful that this podcast was helpful, if not cute.
It was definitely cute, and I
as much as like 10-year-old boy armpit talk can possibly be cute.
There was probably too many boys in the backseat of cars while their parents listen to the podcast who now think they can stick their armpits in people's faces. You know, other than that,
I don't know when we moved on from, like, you know, fart jokes to armpit jokes, but it happened, and now that is the running joke in the family. So
I mean, I guess it's progress, and
Is it really? I mean, I guess. Anyway, I'm gonna keep my body parts to myself and hope that someday my boys will learn to do the same. So thanks everyone for tuning in. And I just want to thank everyone in advance for, the support and encouragement that you've given us to share, Cole's story. I have gotten more positive feedback about Cole's participation in sharing his journey on this process than I can ever remember about anything that we've blogged about in the blog. And, that's crazy huge to me. And I'm so grateful that our story has, you know, connected with all of you and that you've found it helpful with your loved ones to hear, you know, what we're doing and think about, you know, what could be helpful for you and your family. So for anybody who, you know, maybe someone referred you to listen to this podcast so that you could be inspired, or maybe you've, you know, been following our story for almost 6 years and feel connected to our family. And no matter what the case is, I just, oh my God, I started tearing up already. I just really want to thank everyone for really being so supportive, because it was really scary to share something so intimate and to give that vulnerability to my child, because the blog has always been something that Matt and I shared that was about us. And when our child became old enough to make decisions himself and decided to share this to help other people, it was really something that was both inspiring and beautiful, as well as really scary. And so I just want to thank everyone. And I'm really sorry I just fell apart here at the end. I kept it together the whole time. Anyway, thank you.
Well, Stacey, let me just say one more time, thank you for sharing your journey and your family's journey and being willing to let Cole's voice be out there, because as I know how scary that is as a parent, and it took a large amount of bravery on Cole's part, but it took, I think, even more on your part. So thank you. Thank you for sharing him with everybody. And thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
Hey, Cole, are you there?
I'm the special guest star. Why am I so good at math?
So.
All right, the answer to that one is because I have such good parents and that are so good at math.
He's trying to brown nose.